This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Todd, do you have the Obama buzzer ready? Can you get that handy?
Do I gotta do that to you again today?
Yeah, you might need to bring it out here in a moment or two.
Holy Hi, folks. Cow.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, how are you? What's up? How you doing? What's going on today? Glad you have taken a moment.
Oh, I didn't this say was anything. A test of the emergency buzz system. This
oh,
was
I
only
see. Okay.
A test.
All right. We're raring to go for another program. Wednesday edition of the show means we have the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in his weekly Talk Radio Town Hall, which you can ask your member of Congress anything you'd like to ask him. That's right. We are here waiting on the world to change. That's what we do on What's On Your Mind. We find out what's on your mind. We really, with some good old-fashioned common sense, from the Northern Plains, just sort of talk this, some things out. You know, we just talk them out. We find a way. We figure it all out. A couple of things on my mind as we take to the airwaves today. One, this governor's race. You cannot turn on a television and not see a Doug Burgum ad. He spent like $500,000 in television ads is what he's got in the way of a budget allocated and ads placed for television. What do you think of these ads? We mentioned it briefly yesterday with Governor Dalrymple, who was on the program and took issue with the term a deficit in North Dakota in the ads and set the record straight on that. But by and large, Doug Burgum is he is aggressively trying to get his poll numbers in a position to have a chance for the nomination. Now, he's obviously hoping for the endorsement of the Republican faithful that will be gathering next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's a week after the Easter weekend in Fargo. And by the way, there are a lot of rumors floating around about who might be there. Yeah, and some of them are presidential candidates. Nobody announced yet, but it makes sense because obviously nobody thought that it would be as close as race as it is, and it's closer than it's been in anybody's memory, modern times. It's very, very close here. And it looks to be close all the way to the convention. So when you talk about delegates that are unbound like North Dakota Republicans, that makes some sense. If I were Donald Trump, I'd be here. If I were Ted Cruz, I'd be here. If I were John Kasich, I'd give it up. No, I mean, I'd be there as well. It may be time for John. I don't know. He ought to go. But anyway, so I think, you know, Doug Burgum's first pick would be to get the endorsement of the convention. That's not likely to happen, okay? What is likely to happen is Wayne Stengem would get that as someone that has received that endorsement many, many times for attorney general. So he would be the favorite without question. I'm hearing a lot of rumbles that Rick Becker will be a second pick of the group, and he's working hard as well. And you know, I guess the race between second and third between Burgum and Becker. But that's, again, the nomination battle. Then you have the primary battle this summer. And Doug Burgum all along has said he's going to go there. So what he's doing right now by running an enormous amount of ads is to improve his chances in that election this summer and get some buzz going prior to the convention as well. What do you think of the ads? What do you think of what he's doing? I'd like to know. What's your take on this governor's race? Simple enough question? Now for some answers. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for yours at 800-228-0550. Not ready for the buzzer yet, Todd, but it will come close. Another issue. Valley City losing Pizza Corner. There is a growing amount of evidence, and I'm putting an all call to people in the Nolan Valley City to confirm or deny this evidence. But a growing amount of evidence that suggests the owner of Valley City's iconic Pizza Corner had pretty much had enough of not being accommodated in the community. Example, he wanted to expand to have more space, and the city council just dragged their feet. Took an inordinate amount of time to get what he wanted. Originally, he was trying to seek a rezoning, and then later, a classification being different for his business and what he was doing. And it seems for an employer of the sort of the pizza corner, you'd be a little more accommodating. Top 10 employer there. Number of folks. Bring some brand notoriety to Valley City. Be business friendly. Go to work for him.
Both all the charitable things he did, too. So
that's a very good point, because I've actually been to Pizza Corner and put pepperonis on pizzas. You know why, Todd?
Because they taste better with pepperoni.
Well, they do. I'm a pepperoni fan, but the reason I was there was, and I've probably done it, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times, and our kids have done it a bunch, is because my kids were in choir, and they were doing a choir field trip going to New York. In fact, they're going to San Antonio here shortly, and they would go to Pizza Corner, and if you donate time, students and parents donating time to do that, they pay the school back.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of schools did that. So that's a nice little fundraising feature. I think it's really, really cool. But that's going to be gone. 150 jobs going to be gone. And, of course, all the impacts from, they buy supplies for their store and different things they do there if you're an electrician fixing things or you're a plumber fixing things or whatever. There's a lot of ripple effects on that. Well, evidently, a lot of people complained about the trucks in the neighborhood that they were in. So they would complain to the city council. Now, here's another one I've heard. There were a lot of minorities that worked for Pizza Corner and new Americans that worked for Pizza Corner. And evidently, there were some grumbles in the community about not liking the people that worked there and not liking the workforce that Pizza Corner attracted. Again, a fair amount of buzz about this. Chris Berg, who's a television reporter for Valley News Live, does a show called Point of View, interviewed the economic development head for Valley City last night, and she didn't deny any of this. Pretty much confirmed that there were issues. So, again, Valley City, tell me more, but that's disturbing, knowing what I've heard. It is disturbing. And if I'm the owner of Valley City and I got an offer from a major firm and I'm getting all this hassle from the community, I might just say the heck with it, too. You get just worn down by it, tired of it.
Yeah. You give and you give and you give and you never get back. The heck with it. At some point, you snap.
Exactly. So governor's race, Valley City Pizza Corner. Third one, this is where the buzzer will be necessary. That's the sound we use when I mention the word President Obama. And it's a reminder for me that, you know what, he's almost done. Just forget about it. Just turn the page and be done. And every day is a good day that I don't say the following name, President Obama. But there was something about him sitting there doing the wave and wearing his cool sunglasses and doing a television interview on ESPN while people are being put into body bags and we are investigating what's happening in Brussels in this latest terror attack that really irked me. It really irked me. Now, two schools of thought. One school of thought, you do what you're going to do. Those terrorists aren't going to stop us from doing anything. We're going to a baseball game. It was planned. We're going to still go to that baseball game. To heck with those terrorists. One school of thought. The other that says, you know what, get serious. Show that you mean business. Show that you're going to punch back. Show that you stand with the world community to take on this jihadist ISIS and everything they're standing for. Which one are you in? What should he have done? I don't want to just criticize because it's easy to criticize and say, boy, that looks terrible. You're at a baseball game and this is going. He had planned to go to the game. I think it's bad, but I don't. Maybe it's worse to allow them to change your schedule. Tell me. Okay, that's what's on my mind. I want to find out what's on yours at 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There's a lot going on. Over 1 million barrels of oil a day. A lot of jobs still out there. Yes, oil prices are down. Yes, there's belt tightening and restructuring and a lot of things going on. But there's also a lot going on. And great careers. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There is a travel alert for portions of northwest North Dakota we want you to know about. Freezing rain causing icy conditions. Williston, Watford City, Newtown, Tioga, Bowbells, and the surrounding areas. Be careful. Also, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department wanted us to remind you that elk, moose, and bighorn sheep applications must be submitted today before midnight. You can do it online or postmark them today before midnight to apply online. It's nice and easy. You can print out an application to mail into the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. You just go to gf.nd.gov. Applications also available to Game and Fish offices and licensed vendors. Okay? So remember that. And individuals mailing applications to the department advised to mail early because some post offices use the following day's postmark for mail received after regular hours. The department's online application feature will be deactivated tomorrow at midnight. So, on today at midnight, rather. It's March 23rd, tonight at midnight. All right. Hunters who have received a license through the lottery in the past are not eligible to apply for that species again. Elk, moose, bighorn, sheep apps due today. Bob in South Dakota will start things out on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Battery last? Yeah, I know, it's a painful answer to that question, isn't it? You need more battery life? The Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge from B-Mobile may be for you. This thing is loaded up with one-of-a-kind features. You can't live without it. Water-resistant features. Uh-huh. Enhanced camera for less blur and low-light picture taking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Wireless charging that's fast and the biggest battery yet. The Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. easy to see that baby's the phone for you, and you can find it at B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, you know, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know, it's Verizon. You know what I'm talking about. And, of course, B-Mobile is everywhere you're at. Home, Lakes, Beyond, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Botno, Devil's Lake. BeMobile.com. Check them out. Okay, let's see. Call the Canaan during the break. Roll that on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Todd.
Yeah, I see the GOP establishment's got her on cruise control. Last week you had Lindsey Graham coming out endorsing him, and Bush's brother took a job with Cruz's campaign. Now you got Jeb Bush endorsing Ted, and Ted is more than happy to tout that endorsement, you know. And then you got the McCain and Romney and their ilk out stumping for Ted. These Cruz people like to say Trump's a phony, but you guys might want to look at your own candidate as being the big phony here. Now, having said that, election comes around, and if Trump gets the rug pulled out from under him, I'm still going to vote for Lion Ted because he's still better than criminal Hitlery. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Interesting take on that. Now, Jeb Bush, we should note, if you haven't heard that, was announced early this morning, former presidential candidate, former governor of Florida, has endorsed Ted Cruz. Now, I don't know when Jeb Bush says, I'm for Ted Cruz, whether that's Ted Cruz saying, Jeb Bush, come support me, or Jeb Bush saying, I'm going to support Ted Cruz. What is happening there, and you're suggesting that Cruz is phony because establishment types are supporting him, I think you take support from anyone. You don't reject an endorsement. So, not so sure I agree with your premise, but what's pretty extraordinary here is the establishment types dislike Trump so much, they're going for Cruz, who they loathe as well. So the transformation of the establishment, kind of the old guard, the way it was, is just nothing short of extraordinary that's going on right now. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I really don't. And by the way, when establishment types go for Cruz over Trump, I don't think that hurts. I don't think that hurts Trump, because I think folks say, all right, the establishment's getting behind Cruz. That means they believe they can co-op Cruz. Am I right or am I wrong? 800-228-0550. Back to the phones here. Bob in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. I hear you criticizing President Obama this morning. I presume that you're of the Catholic faith. And once a priest starts the consecration of the Mass, he cannot stop. And so was President Obama on this trip. And your delegation from North Dakota was one of the first ones to go to Cuba to exercise trade relations, so whether it was farm products or commodities. So right. I can't see why you can stay in North Dakota as a complete idiot, because I'm a retired farmer, and I never knew a jacks like you were on the air until I started listening here when I retired from farming. Now that I have the time to listen to you and your BS.
Jacks
and another
like
thing
me.
I've heard is that the Republicans in the Senate want to introduce an amendment so President Barack Obama can have a third term, because you guys have screwed up your election so much that you can't win. What do you hear about that?
I've not heard that anywhere, which I don't think would happen, because there's that pesky thing called the Constitution, which I know some Democrats would
they amend it.
Want to shred. Yeah. Good luck with that. Did we find the one Obama supporter that exists in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, Bob,
statistically, it was bound to happen.
I guess so. I appreciate your opinion.
Well, I appreciate it, because as a child, I helped pay my parents' medical bills when I worked on the farm through high school and such. And they had pre-existing conditions. And I'll bet you never had to pay $1 of your parents' hospital and medical bills when you were growing up. Did you?
I'm confused what that has to do with Barack Obama.
Well, we got the Affordable Health Care Act now, where we eliminated the pre-existing conditions as a detriment to buying insurance.
Yeah, that's the one good thing, or, you know, maybe one.
Well, yeah, well, then promote it.
Of things, and everybody was for it, Bob. Everybody was looking for a solution in how to
well, then develop it better.
If you look at the amount of people that have been harmed and are paying higher premiums with lower deductibles, they would say, well, I'm glad there was some good for Bob in the situation with his parents, but boy, it doesn't take out everybody else. I'm still a little lost on the whole Catholic, consecration, and once you start, you can't stop. But We'd be here for a week if I tried to sort all that out. Bob, nonetheless, I'm glad you called, and please call again. Kirk in Williston, do you think I'm a jack? Kirk, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Kirk, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I asked you a question there just to start before you got to your opinion. Do you think I'm a jack? Was that what I was?
No.
I'm a jack or jacks? Jacks jack, like
no.
Me.
Yeah. No,
you
don't. I
don't. Okay. All right. I don't know what that means, but I'm just got a little complex now that I might be a jack. Anyway, go ahead, Kirk. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, they got my name wrong. My name is Pacus. I moved up here from Arizona. And
I was close anyway.
Yes, sir. Yeah. To better myself, to better my family. And I built a house here in Williston now, and I have my family here. And I hear all these politicians, Hillary, Bernie, saying that you know, these Muslims and these people that are coming into our country illegally, that they're not here to do us any harm. Well, I'm from Arizona, and I grew up 20 minutes from the border of Mexico, and I've seen people killed. I've had one of my best friends shot and killed over drugs. That he had nothing to, you know, he was just in the way of these mules. And, you know, and I think that these people out there, they need to listen to what Donald Trump's saying, and they need to take it into consideration. Because if we don't get our borders secured and we don't stop these not all Muslims, but these radical, you know, these people that want to do harm to us, you know, and I have two little girls and I worry enough about them, but to have to worry about, you know, people like that coming into our country and people like Hillary and Bernie not wanting to do anything about it, it's just pure ignorance. And people need to stop and listen to Donald, you know, and really listen to what he's saying and what he wants to do for this country. And I think he's the only person out there right now, next to Ted Cruz that can change this country. And we really need to get him in office. I really think so.
Great to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Call again. Matt Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I don't think you're a jack. I don't think you're a Jill. I think you're just a good guy.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
So,
a Jill?
The pizza corner thing has me a little bit confused. I thought, you know, obviously they have some issues with Valley City, but you know what? This is just an opportunity for someone to take that whole business model they had, 150 people they employed, and open it up in Fargo. A lot of the fundraising comes through Fargo area, and I think I'd like to hear from the entrepreneur who says, hey, I'm going to start something like Pizza Corner here. If they want to abandon that model or whatever, you know, there's some people that know how to do this. Not that difficult to model, and maybe they can make some money and report back a year from now how they've got a successful business going.
Well, good point. There's one way to solve it. It would still be obviously Valley City's loss, and that was the reason for raising it, to say if this is true, what we're hearing, that they didn't have the best relations with the city and the neighbors were complaining about the truck noise and people didn't like the fact there were new Americans working there, that, you know, it's unfortunate those jobs are gone. But the idea, the model, sure, you bet. You'd have to come up with something as good as Pizza Corner. That's good stuff. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good morning. I'm headed west of Berthold towards Stanley. Numerous cars in the ditch rolled over. Trucks chopped nicely right by Berthold. As they're driving in the median, then they get on the road, and they're driving upside to backwards on. And there are other guys that are driving like it's the 4th of July, but yeah, it's kind of slippery out here, so adjust your attitude and your little driving style. Careful. Have a good day.
There is a travel alert for that part of North Dakota due to freezing rain causing icy conditions. Williston, Watford City, Newtown, Tioga, Bowbells, and surrounding areas are in on that. He was doing Berthold Stanley. So yet another bit east on Highway 2 yet there. So be careful, and thanks for the call. If you see anything else, I don't know what else you could see. Cars in the ditch and people driving like it's the 4th of July, as you say. Let us know on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Couple things that have caught my attention and I'm asking for your take on. One is the governor's race and these ads you're seeing, $500,000. North Dakota politics hasn't seen a $500,000 ad buy in that short period of time. I don't think in a while. That's pretty extraordinary in this governor's race, especially to somebody brand new to the ballot, never been there before, and that's the case with Doug Burgum, a significant investment. What do you think of the ads? Moving your opinion in any way? Just give me your take on this race and where it's at and this campaign. Valley City picking up some things of the city not happy with the well, they harassed the pizza corner a little bit, and that's one of the reasons that some neighbors not liking the truck noise, some folks in the community not liking the fact that minorities, New Americans, are hired and work there. Have you heard those same things? And do you believe that's one of the reasons that Pizza Corner decided to sell the company and ultimately have those jobs leave? And then we're talking a little bit about President Obama. Oh, I snuck it in without a buzzer. I'm very impressed. Either that or Todd's asleep at the switch.
It's stuck.
Your buzzer stuck? Yeah.
But yeah. It's been used so many times. It was supposed to last the whole 8 years, but fortunately you've got a warranty on it, so I'm going to take it back.
There's a lot of criticism being directed at President Obama over the trip to, twice now, glad it's stuck, trip to Cuba and not altering it with the terror attack in Brussels, Belgium. Here's what Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York City, who presided over a response to 9/11 had to say on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox News Channel, the two of them going back and forth here. Listen to this. Now, my button's stuck. What is it?
I would love to, but, you know, I can't hear anything.
The button's stuck here.
Oh, there it went. Okay, now yours should go anytime now.
Your button is unstuck, but mine isn't. I don't know what
you think of the button. Now, if you'd have sent it to me, I could have been playing it right now.
Anyway, he thought it was a bad idea that he was at the baseball game. Didn't think that made any sense at all, just so you know. Okay, and my question was this, and it's a sincere question, not trying to be critical of President Obama. I don't know that I'd have gone to the baseball game. I think I would have huddled with folks, even if you stayed there, get on a conference call, do something, you know, convene a meeting of the national security team, whatever. You know, I don't know that you have to fly back. Because the optic of sort of cowering in fear and reacting to a terror attack also is not something that you want to give them, if you will. So who's right? That was one of the questions. A couple of ours, but welcome more of yours. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. Matt in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. You're on. What's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir.
So the thing I called about, basically, your guy from South Dakota, the one Obama supporter in South Dakota, what he's forgetting is that medical care, health care, isn't a human right. It is a service that we all buy. Those are businesses just like everywhere else. It's just like ambulances that we pay to drive us to and from the hospitals. It's just, I mean, it's insurance and it's a business. You know, yeah, we have the best healthcare in the world, but somebody has to pay for that, and it has to come from somewhere. And do we really need the feds telling us how to pay and where to pay? And, I mean, since when have the feds got anything right? That's pretty much it.
And I hear you, even on pre-existing conditions, and he was all rah-rah about pre-existing conditions, and that largely is one of the tenets of Obamacare that is, you know, lauded, along with being able to keep younger kids on your plan for more years. I think of the idea of a government saying to a company, look, you know, Matt here from Bismarck, he has a pre-existing condition and he lost his insurance. You're the new insurance company. You have to take him. Right? I mean, that's the government saying that. We're lauding that as one of the good things in Obamacare. I mean, there are questions there to say, well, wait, why? You know what I mean? Isn't this a market? And by the way, if there are pre-existing conditions, there's obviously going to be more use and therefore more costs. And, you know, that gets spread across the system too. So,
if you're out driving and you get a DUI, guess what? You're paying more for insurance. That's just how it is because you are higher risk.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be.
Exactly. But, yeah. You know, and, you know, his thing about having to sit around and pay for his parents' insurance, you know, guess what? You know, his parents are alive because of what they paid for and because of the care that they got, or they were alive. I mean, none of us make it out of this thing alive, but, you know, you got to pay for services provided. You know, if you go get your car worked on, you pay for it. You get your heart worked on, you pay for it. That's and these people seem to forget that you have
they
to
do.
Pay for what you get.
And this is what worries me about the mentality of people that run around at Bernie Sanders rallies and talk about free health care and free, free college. And wait a minute, free? You know, how does that work? Mike Moschenberger, a friend of mine from over at Expressway Inn and Suites, posted yesterday on his Facebook page an actual conversation that he had with somebody about free health care. And it was hilarious. Not free health care, free college. And I put the whole exchange up on the Facebook page, but, you know, it gives you an idea of, you know, Mike basically said to the kid, well, why should I pay for your health care? You don't have to pay for my health care. It's free. Well, wait a minute. If you get free, and against, I keep saying health care, you get free tuition, who do you think's going to pay for it? Well, not you, because it's free. You know, so to them it's just free so that nobody really pays, right? It's that idea, that mentality, that way of thinking is in my mind, as dangerous to the United States of America as we know it, Matt, as anything out there.
Well, and it brings to mind two sayings. The first thing is there's no such thing as a free lunch. That's the first one. And then the second one is anything free is worth saving up for. So by the time you're done, both of those cover all of that. And people just, that's it. I'm running out of words to describe this because I just get frustrated with these people. But.
Appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks for listening. This is a Bernie Sanders supporter, so Mike, I found it here. Actual conversation between me and a young Bernie Sanders supporter, me. So tell me why you support Bernie, this other guy. I really like his idea of free college for students. Me, why should I pay for your college? It's free, dummy. You won't have to pay for it. Do you really think it's free? Yes. He says it'll be free. Well, who do you think will pay for it? It's free. Don't you know what free is? Well, who's going to pay the professors, pay for the heat and lights at the university, pay for the food you eat on campus, pay for the technology that's used on campus? Long pause. Well, I'm sure Bernie Sanders knows more about it than you do. He's a senator. What do you know about college? I paid for my own college? And you're telling me You want me and others to pay for your college? You obviously don't know what the word free means. And these people vote, ladies and gentlemen. Be very afraid. Warren in Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Warren.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello?
Yes, Warren, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. About the little farmer from South Dakota, I agree with your last caller, but I think he was a great teachable moment. When he said that he paid for his parents' health care and such, he's the poster child of every libertarian conservative person talking about health care right now. He should be proud of himself that he paid for that, because that's what everybody is saying. If we were paying ourselves for health care would be a lot cheaper instead of relying on insurance companies to do it. That was the whole point of it. If we could go to our physician and bargain with them or say, you know, how much, you know, do you do for this surgery? Oh, well, Joe Schmo doctor down the block does it just as well and cheaper. I'm going to go to him. How much do you think healthcare is going to be? It's going to be a lot cheaper. The insurance was only meant to be for catastrophic healthcare, and that's what it should be for. And for him to say that Obamacare is better than that, Obamacare is what's making it more expensive. He should be proud of himself that he paid for that.
Yeah,
and
I was trying to explain that.
He just doesn't understand that he's the poster child of every conservative person saying, you know, this is how health care should be.
Good points, Warren. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Back down to South Dakota and Yvonne. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little nervous to admit I'm from South Dakota. But
it's okay. It's okay. Bob did admit he was the only Obama supporter there, the one and only. So I think you're safe now.
Okay. Okay. But I wanted to comment on the gentleman that called that moved from Arizona to North Dakota. And he was talking about we should listen to Donald Trump and hear what he says. And I do. I mean, I listen to all the candidates. The problem I have is Donald Trump doesn't say anything. I mean, I want him to. And I want to hear what his solutions are. He just doesn't say anything.
Now, Yvonne, I found myself frustrated with the very same thing. But I've come to realize the reason Donald Trump has the popularity he does is he says not a lot, but enough. But most importantly, it's how he says what he says that is the connector. Because he is the one candidate that is channeling the frustration and anger that the majority of the voters have right now. And he says, I want to make America great again. I want to shut down the border, and we're going to win, win, win. And people just go, okay, great. I trust the guy. He's run and done enough. Do it. Go. Because there's not a lot of detail. I'll give you that. But I think how he says it and what he says is enough is my take.
I can't imagine voting for someone on that. I mean, it's what he says or it's how he says it and not what he says. I mean, I like to look for a candidate that's smarter than me, you know, that offers solutions. I mean, we can all get angry. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to be negative. But it's not easy to be positive, and it's not easy to communicate directly to the people on what you're going to do. And
no, those are good points, Yvonne. Unfortunately, up against the clock, if you want to hang on and finish on the other side of the break, you sure can, as you're raising some good points. And I would ask Trump supporters to answer the objection from Yvonne. Monty and Bismarck, Bob and Valley City on that pizza corner deal, too. Come on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
From Heat Alls, Mandan, Vila offices. You probably do if you work at an automotive place, a body shop, maybe the schools in Mandan, auto tech places in Mandan and Fort Yates. Or he's been calling on automotive and body shops for a long time. And at Heat Alls, 26 years. He's a route salesperson, so that's why he's out there chatting with these folks one-on-one. And I asked him, I said, Gary, what do your customers say that they like most about Heat Alls? And he said, you know, the counter guys, how they work and how they take care of the customers and get the product out to them, at a, you know, quickly. And they order something, they want to get it, get it done. And, you know, our guys really do a good job about that. I love hearing that. By the way, I always ask the folks from Heat Alls when I have a chance to talk to them about what they have in the way of vehicles. Here's my favorite question. What was your first car? You know what Gary's was? A 43 Ford four-door. He described it as puke green in color. I'm not familiar with the puke green, color chip. But It wasn't one of Ford's
finest
moments.
Pretty sure they don't really call it that by factory,
yeah.
But yeah.
At 14, he was driving that baby, but then he quickly moved up to a 58 Impala convertible. Light blue, white top. Now you're talking. I had a light blue, white top car, but it wasn't a convertible. 338 in that baby. So next time you see Gary around Mandan, he's been on the advisory council with Amanda in high school for like 26 years. Long time. Gary Markle. Heatalls has it. The parts you need and great people, too. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Yvonne in South Dakota was giving us a pretty good description of why she has concerns about Donald Trump. And we had to go to the break. Yvonne, anything else you want to say about Trump?
Yeah, I guess it comes down to I'm angry, too. I understand everyone's anger. But I want to be inspired. I don't want someone to just capitalize on my anger for anger's sake. I want someone to inspire me to be better, to feel that I can do my part to make this country better. I guess that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the race that inspires you?
Ted Cruz, actually.
He does inspire you. You like... And I like Ted Cruz, a rock-solid conservative record. The thing I've always worried about Ted Cruz is how he would fare against Hillary. I think Hillary's camp is scared to death of Trump. I really do. I know they claim to think, oh, bring him on, he'll be great, this will be terrible, and his negatives are so high. Well, hers aren't exactly peachy keen, and we have a long time between now and November to work on that. But, I tell you, from a proof of performance on a conservative record, Ted Cruz is light years ahead of Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that. I want competence.
Yeah.
I want competence and folks that actually can fix the things that need fixing. And, I think there's an argument for Donald Trump to do that. I think Cruz would have a little harder time sort of marshaling the forces, if you will, to do that. But his, if he is able to best this prize from Trump is going to mean a whole heck of a lot. So it's going to be fascinating to watch in the coming days. Thanks so much for your call, Yvonne. Call again. Good insight on your thoughts. Monty and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I don't like that the candidates are talking about free health care and free college tuition. I mean, if somebody really wants to increase or get better at their education, you know, they're going to pay for it. You know, what's an employer going to think when they come up and I went to 4 years of college, but the government paid for it. Not only that, but people join the military and stuff for free health care and free tuition and all that. You know, a lot of people, I was in the military for quite a while, and a lot of the troops that I supervised, they all came up that, yeah, why'd you join? Oh, I wanted free health care, free education. And that was probably 75% of the people that I talked to. How are we going to get people to join the military if they don't have those perks anymore?
Yeah, interesting take, Monty, and I agree with you. Most of the free health care, free college tuition talk is over on the Democratic side. It's not on the Republican side. But somebody earlier said, wouldn't you love a candidate to get out and just talk about how there's no such thing and why that's a bad idea? And I would. I really would. I think that's a conversation America's ready for. Appreciate the call. Bob in Valley City wanted to talk about the Pizza Corner story we brought up earlier. Go ahead, Bob.
I'd like to comment on that. I was at almost... probably three or four of the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings. They were trying to get this property that Pizza Corner had to redevelop. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Here's a guy that has 160 jobs in Valley City, and they treated him like a redheaded stepchild. They were rude. They were mean. They just didn't pay attention to anything he said. The planning and zoning, the loss of those jobs lands 100% squarely on planning and zoning. All they wanted to do was, he's already making pizzas on this on the property that he already owned. He owns the property right next door. He wanted to build another building and make more pizzas and upgrade some of his facilities to make more pizzas and bring another 50 or 60 jobs to town. And they did not want that because of the people he's bringing to town. And that means this whole thing is racial. I heard several people that work for the city say that, well, you know, gosh, we sure appreciate them jobs, but you know, those people that he's bringing to town, they're just not right for our community.
Well, interesting take, Bob. It's the rumble that's out there, and you obviously were at the meeting, so I appreciate that firsthand report. Welcome other thoughts
we
on this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.